Bitachon for Life, Shir 261, Tuesday, Parashas Vayechi. We are discussing the method of how we integrate into our minds and into our lives that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only factor that decides the outcome in our life. And we explain that when a person makes fun of the various Avodah Zarahs that exist out there, he trains himself to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only source of the Yeshua. And we explain that if a person drives into his mind the concept of Ein Oid Milvadai, there is nothing besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will turn and rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he will Emirtz Hashem see Yeshuas. And one of our listeners asked a very important question, which we touched on a while back, but we just wanted to reiterate it, because it's a very important concept. He asked that even if we say Ein Oid Milvadai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely in control, but why does that translate to mean that everything will be good? Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that Rachmana Litzlan bad things should happen. Maybe I don't deserve it. How do we know that by saying Ein Oid Milvadai, we have nothing to worry about? Every situation that comes up is really just a messenger from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's take, for example, Reb Chanina ben Deisa. This woman was trying to hurt him by taking earth from under his foot and doing kishuf on him. And Reb Chanina ben Deisa responded, Ein Oid Milvadai, I have nothing to worry about. But this woman is a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She can't hurt Reb Chanina ben Deisa without HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending her. So what does it help to say Ein Oid Milvadai if this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will that Reb Chanina ben Deisa should chas v'shalom get hurt? And this is a very important question, and it's really one of the most fundamental questions that people have on Bitachon, and that's why people make mistakes in Bitachon. And the truth is that we actually discussed this many times, specifically in the earlier Shiurim, but let's analyze the concept and let's explain it in this context. And the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never wants to bring a person at Tzara. Never, without exception. The only reason why a person experiences a Tzara is because there's a separation between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever that separation is, whether it's an Aveira, whether it's just an attitude that a person shuts HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of his life. When we shut HaKadosh Baruch Hu out, Chas V'Shalom, that brings a Tzara. Every single Tzara comes from what's called a Hester Panim. There's something separating me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the second I can proclaim with certainty, Ein Oid Milvadai, and I mean it. Basically, I am bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love is endless. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways to save me are endless. And therefore, if I can fully internalize Ein Oid Milvadai, I will always be protected. Based on how strong my idea of Ein Oid Milvadai is, that's how much protection I will feel. And that's what Reb Chanina ben Deisa was doing. He was on the level that he completely believed Ein Oid Milvadai without a shadow of a doubt. And therefore there was no room for him to get harmed. He was completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Nefesh HaChayim means when he says that if a person closes his eyes and says Ein Oid Milvadai, no bad will happen to him. Because he's connected to Hashem, and over there, there's no room for bad. So even if we're not on Reb Chanina ben Deisa's level, but the more we drive it in, the more we tell ourselves Ein Oid Milvadai, and there's nothing to be concerned about, the closer we get to Hashem, and the more we are protected. When a person lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing bad can take place.